Gay SA Radio, where you are family. I'm Hendrik, and welcome to another episode of Theatre Bitches. On today's episode, I'll be chatting to Marie de Toy. Marie is an old friend of mine. We used to study drama together and then lost contact. And I recently met up with her in Cape Town. And if you are a regular listener to Theatre Bitches, you'll know that we've been to the theatre together and have reviewed some shows here on Theatre Bitches. So today I'm going to talk to her about a show that she performs. It's called Crazy, Golden Oldies with a Touch of Bipolar. So Marie is in studio here with me, and we'll be chatting about her show and everything about her career, how she got to the show, how she put the show together, where she performs it, and what's all happening around that. So that's all coming up in this episode of Theatre Bitches, right here on Gay SA Radio, where you are family.
Gay SA Radio is an online radio station, and we stream through the internet. And many people say, but what about my data? Well, it only takes 30 megabytes per hour to listen to Gay SA Radio. Now compare that to YouTube or Facebook, and you will know Gay SA Radio is affordable. Gay SA Radio, where you are family.
Gay SA Radio, where you are family. This is Theatre Bitches with Hendrik, and today I'm chatting to Marie de Toy about her show, Crazy, Golden Oldies with a Touch of Bipolar. So Marie, let's start off. I mean, you weren't even born in South Africa, were you?
Yeah. No, I was born in the States. I was actually very lucky. My dad had a job that took him overseas a lot. So we kind of grew up overseas in Australia and in Germany. Money, our boeremuis is always a boeremuis, you know. So, and you have to have a Cape Town and the mountain in your life. So, yeah, I've stuck down here. The drama, I suppose that I just fell in love with it as a child. I think like most artists, some of us have put on mom's makeup and high heels and pranced around and smoked dad's pipe, you know. And, yeah, it was from young days. So when I finally left school and told my dad I wanted to study drama, he nearly flipped because he said only gypsies and sluts study drama. And I said, but that suits me fine. So anyway, so I went to study drama. And as you know, it's a three-year course, 4 years if you do your honors. And we had great lecturers there and did a lot of practical, a lot of theory. And I think it was a good background for any performer.
Yeah, because when you came into drama school, you had a bit of a reputation as being a singer coming to study drama.
Yes, it was actually funny. And I was called Miss America on the sideline because my American accent literally had to get trained out of me. And drama school did that for me. I can still do it if you want me to. Yeah. But yes, singing was always a big deal for me. But I think the acting and the singing had to marry because I have always been a great fan of musicals and cabarets. And I think that acting and singing go hand in hand. Mm. So that's why I think the drama made a big difference in my life because I needed that background.
So those were the days before cell phones, which meant that when our studies ended, we didn't really have a way to contact each other like we do these days with WhatsApp and all of that modern technology.
I know, it's true. And, you know, even Facebook, you can scoot around. You don't always find each other. Some of us have undercover names now. It's been wonderful finding you again because it's interesting to see how those of us who study drama in the 80s have gone forward and many never even pursued any artistic vocation whatsoever. But several of us have stuck it to the man and gone into theater, gone into directing, film, screenwriting, what have you.
But you mainly had a singing career, did you not?
Yes, mainly singing. And I did a lot of Afrikaans and did a lot of cabaret. I went into the gospel scene for a while. And then I did some gospel cabaret. I was told that I was a pioneer. But you kind of shock people because they imagine gospel cabaret. It sounds like you're doing a, you know, fishnets and a nun outfit with a glass of sherry on a bar stool.
Oh, that sounds like nonsense.
Nonsense. Yeah, so I got a little flack from a lot of people. And but anyway, you know, you do what you need to do. Obviously, as an artist, you also have to eat. And that's where that difficult fine line comes between when do I do what I believe in and when do I do what sells. I remember an artist friend of mine saying that they wanted to do abstract art, but if they wanted to eat, they had to paint cosmos. No, so I guess that a lot of that shaped me as well. And then I don't know if it was the same for you, Annie, but God bless the arts and God bless training, because at the end of the day, a lot of us who are in the arts end up teaching as well. So a lot of instructing, working with kids, helping other people, you know, get their basics right, and that also helped pay the bills. It sounds extremely unamazing and very boring, but at the end of the day, the life of a performer is a very tough life. It's not all red carpet and flashing lights at all.
So, Marie, you had a really great career, and then things started falling apart. And what exactly happened is what we're going to talk about next when we come back. We're going to listen to some music now. Remember, we only play LGBTQ plus artists, allies, and icons. And if you want to know what song is playing, just go onto the app on your phone and click on playlist, and you'll see the music as it plays. So that's the best way to keep track of all our artists here on Gay SA Radio. So let's go and listen to some music. I'm Hendrik for Gay SA Radio, where you are family.
Hello, darlings. This is your Queen of the Skies, Kathy Specific here. For the first time in history, an all-gay vacation hits the shores of Africa. Proudly brought to you by AfriGay. Join myself and the seductively saucy trolley dollies as we take you to the beautiful island of Mauritius to experience magnificent sun, sea and surf, a few decadent parties and the chance to make fabulous friends from all over the world. This unique event will be hosted by South Africa's aviation goddesses and your tantalizingly tempting poster girls for travel. For more information, buckle up, bitches, and book your spot at gaysayradio.co.za.
Gay SA Radio, where you are family. I'm Hendrik. I'm in Cape Town. I'm talking to Marie du Toit, and we're talking about her show Crazy with a Touch of Bipolar. Now, that's, of course, all to the tune of Golden Oldies. You had this great career, and then things went wrong. Tell me what happened.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, your personal life is often not running in line with your career. I don't know. I guess a lot of artists have that problem. In my case, I'm called Liz Taylor on the side because I've been married and divorced more times than I can count on one hand. You know, the wedding dresses went from white to beige to, I think, green. But then the other problem that I had was mental health. In hindsight, you know, I pick up a lot of things. I actually suffered from depression from a very young age, but you smile through it. And I think the drama of life gets covered with the drama of the stage. And it's nice to put on makeup and hide away. But when you're home, you know, the real stuff crawls out and faces you. Yes, I went through a lot of ups and downs, and I made a lot of stops at suicidal spots, which was bad. So eventually I ended up in hospital, and then I finally got diagnosed with bipolar.
Well, just to go back a moment, in the 80s, we didn't even know the word bipolar, did we?
Nothing, nothing. And if you heard the word depressed, you thought, you know, just pull yourself together, you know? I think in my mind, life was always just so grand. But, yeah, I just thought it was very normal for any artist to be like extremely excited, extreme in everything. And then when you're down, you're really down. Until I realized that the extremes were driving me to do really dangerous things. I don't even want to discuss off of them, but I can say that, sexually and financially and health-wise, you start screwing up. Because in your mind, you have all the answers, but actually you're flipping out and being totally illogical. And then the depressive side is, of course, the side that can drive you to the brink. And then, you know, walking into the ocean or doing something horrible to yourself almost seems romantic, like a getaway. That whole thing was very difficult for me also because if anybody mentioned depression or suicide or that sort of thing, people would say, you know, there's a problem with you and you have to get over it. And if you're suicidal, you go to hell and stuff like that. So you're actually quiet about it at the end of the day. And I think part of that experience makes me want to, you know, just reach out to anybody that's in that place for whatever reason and just say, dude, you're not going to hell, for Pete's sake. You have a deep, deep-rooted pain, and it can be helped. Can't necessarily be cured, but it can be treated so that you can live a normal life.
So it seems to me you're kind of blessed in a certain way because, I mean, you went through mental illness and obviously that's not a nice thing, but you've got this talent and be able to express what you went through in a creative way.
It is an ongoing fight. But I think as an artist, what's good for me is knowing, okay, for now, the pills are working and I have to just be careful with the alcohol intake when I take my meds. And I have to just use the creative bursts to actually be positive about it and get stuff on the stage. So yes, I'm quite passionate about my art, but I'm also very passionate about people hearing that this stuff is very real. There's a big stigma attached to it, but it can be helped and there is hope. And if I can do that through song and dance and a big smile, then that's exactly how I'm going to do it.
And that's exactly how Marie is doing it. So we're going to talk about that in just a moment, taking a bit of a musical break and a coffee break too. I think Marie needs coffee now. So, okay, let's go listen to some music. And when we return, we'll be chatting more about how Marie put the show together. I'm Hendrik here for Theatre Bitches on Gay SA Radio, where you are family.
Are our presenters saying something controversial? Tell us what you think on Twitter by using the handle at Gay SA Radio.
Gay SA Radio, where you are family, chatting here with Marie de Toy about her show Crazy, Golden Oldies with a Touch of Bipolar, a delightful cabaret featuring favorite old songs from yesterday, presented with a mental twist. Now, Marie, there's some great music in this show, and you've taken some very well-known oldies and also twisted the lyrics to tell your story.
Yeah, that's a funny process because it was just over a year ago, actually, just to interrupt myself, I pretty much hid away from the stage for about 10 years because of the judgment and insecurity and blah-de-blah, all the things that go hand in hand with this kind of thing. But it's like I got up one morning and thought, you know, Marie, seriously, you have medication and you have a voice, so maybe just pull the two together and see if you can do something. And I did. And then I thought, okay, I'd spent quite a lot of years singing Cosmos. Now I want to sing what I want to sing. So part of the healing process for me has been singing music that I really enjoy. And I love the golden oldies. I love the post-war music and, you know, all the great Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, Nat King Cole's, Marlene Dietrich's. Oh, those songs that my dad taught me. And I decided I'm going to put together a show with those songs. It was easy choosing the title Crazy based on that song that Patsy Cline sang, Crazy. But then I thought, you know, we're not just crazy. There's more to this. And the songs that I selected had their doors wide open for change. So I played around with the lyrics, and it was so much fun, Henny, I can't tell you. It was so much fun taking songs and just twisting some of the lyrics to tell my story. So putting on the Ritz became putting on a show because you act your way through life to survive. And unforgettable became unacceptable because that's how the world seems to see us. And it was actually a great way for me to tell the story without losing the kind of original charm of the songs. And so, yeah, I put together all these lovely golden oldies, and I think it was a magical mix. So I'm quite satisfied with how the songs start out and how they end off. And the show then basically leaves you with the message of that's life. And it's got its ups and downs, but if you keep going and you try not to jump off a bridge, then you can smile and see that it's pretty awesome. You're still around.
So, Marie, how long did it take you from the time you had the idea till you had the kind of a working script? How long was that process?
You know what? It took me exactly 2 months. Okay. 2 months of every day. And I wasn't alone. My pianist, Bram, he's a great musician in the Western Cape, great producer. We've known each other for many, many years. And the moment I had the idea, I knocked on his door and I said, how would you like to do a show of golden oldies, bit of jazz, bit of swing? He said, yes. I said, but there's a snag. He said, what? I said, it's going to be about bipolar. And he said, what the hell is bipolar? And when I gave him the idea, he said, okay, cool, let's go for it. So part of me working with the lyrics, he was working with the arrangements so that we could really, with words and music, carry over the happy emotions, the sad emotions, the freaky emotions. And yeah, we worked very hard together to get the whole product in one place and in one piece within 2 months.
Yes, they certainly have. And the audience, I was in Paul, while they certainly were stomping their feet and clapping their hands and singing along. So a great show. We're going to talk a little bit more about the performance and what I thought about it in just a moment. That's all coming up here on Theatre Bitches, here on Gay SA Radio, where you are family.
Do you want to meet the person who can introduce you to your next clients? Net Your Niche is an online networking platform that reduces the time, money, and effort of traditional marketing and allows you to focus on what truly matters. Meeting someone who can refer you to the exact person you're looking for. No more calling secretaries and being put on hold. Sign up today at a 20% discount and make sure you don't miss out on meeting new clients any longer. Visit us on nyn.co.za or call us on 012-947-9599.
Gay SA Radio, where you are family. I'm Hendrik, chatting with Marie du Toit. We're talking about her show, Crazy. And Marie, the show in Paul, well, it was, can I say it was really a great show? I must say I enjoyed it so thoroughly. It was so well thought through, so well planned. It took you on a journey, and it really was a powerful message that you delivered at the end. So really kudos to you.
We've only done about 15 or 16 by now. We did a few in Pretoria, and for example, at the Pirniew Theatre. We did here at the Villa Pascal in Durbanville. We've been in Wellington. We're going back there soon. In Paul, as you know. And it's been quite special because our shows have fallen under the attention of people in the Cape mental health industries, or should I say organizations rather. And, they are collaborating with us now. So soon our show will be performed at the universities and we will be reaching out in that way. And it's really awesome. So we're not just going to bring a message of, you know, hope, but we're going to share some good old-fashioned jazz music. And to me, that's very important. So even if you don't listen to the words, you can tap your feet and swing your little head and enjoy fun, fun old songs that really have stood the test of time.
Yeah, you worked through some range of emotions there. There were some really funny moments. There were some really moving moments. And I must compliment also your musician, Bram Potgieter, who played the keyboards. Really, he held that show together so beautifully and so professionally. What a wonderful show it was.
That means a lot to me because I have to say, firstly, it meant a lot for me that you were there because it's great to see someone who was part of my life way back already and kind of piece together some of my story. But I'm also really thrilled that that you had that experience because I think that's what I'd like to do is with the up and down take people on a bit of a journey.
And what a journey it is. We'll be chatting more with Marie and chatting more specifically about the musician, Bram Potgieter, that works with her in the show. That's all coming up in just a few moments here on Theatre Bitches on Gay SA Radio, where you are family.
Keep listening to Gay SA Radio, where you are family.
Gay SA Radio, where you are family. I'm Hendrik, chatting with Marie about her show, Crazy. Golden Oldies with a Touch of Bipolar. So Marie, Bram Potgieter is on the keyboard. Tell me about your history and how you know him and how you got to work with him.
Bram is a very sweet guy. He had a studio for many, many, many years in Paarl, and then he came to Cape Town and he's continued his work there. He is actually a jazz performer with classical background. He, apart from piano, plays trumpet, violin, and he is full-time runner of his band, Sincere Swing. So Bram was, apart from the fact that we've worked together in the past, and I've done a lot of voiceover work and recordings at his studios, he, for me, was the best choice to do this production because he knows the vibe and he knows the music and he's got that natural flair for the jazz. And I think it's very important when you work on a production like this is not to necessarily look at the technical aspects, which are of course very important, but you got to look at the emotional and the sensitivity side of things. If musicians and singers can't feel what they're doing, then I don't know if you can really get across the kind of emotions that you want to.
And we'll continue our chat with Marie Dutoy after this.
Hello, darlings. This is your Queen of the Skies, Kathy Specific here. For the first time in history, an all-gay vacation hits the shores of Africa. Proudly brought to you by AfriGay. Join myself and the seductively saucy trolley dollies as we take you to the beautiful island of Mauritius to experience magnificent sun, sea and surf, a few decadent parties and the chance to make fabulous friends from all over the world. This unique event will be hosted by South Africa's aviation goddesses and your tantalizingly tempting poster girls for travel. For more information, buckle up bitches and book your spot at gaysayradio.co.za.
Gay SA Radio, where you are family. I'm Hendrik, chatting with Marie Dutoy about her show, Crazy Golden Oldies with a Touch of Bipolar. Marie, what I found very interesting was that when the show was over and you sort of caught your breath, people came up to you and started conversations with you around the subject.
Yeah, that's always interesting for me because obviously people are nice and you kind of expect when someone comes up to you that they will say something positive.
And usually people would come and say, great show, blah, blah, blah.
Yes, and of course it makes you feel warm and fuzzy, and
but
that's fantastic.
Not the kind of conversations I'm talking
about. No, and I know exactly what you're referring to. There are many people whose eyes are actually opened by the content of the show. And I had quite a few people coming up to me, not only in the poll, but at previous performances, where they say either, wow, I never knew this thing really existed, or, yes, I have a friend or family member who actually suffers from this. Now I have a better understanding. In particular, one family chatted to me and said that a sister of theirs has bipolar, among other diagnoses, shame, terrible, and that the family don't really understand, and there's a little bit of criticism and a lot of, denial and anger. And the one parent,
just putting it on now, what's this getting, it's like not real.
Yeah, it's not real. Like, how can you, people don't have mental issues in our family, and it's nonsense, you know, and go away, taboo. And apparently the one parent was dragged to the show and, well, the one child, I don't even want to say guys or girls in case they're listening. Sorry, folks, I don't want to give away your identities. But one of them said, look, tonight the penny dropped. And I think this parent gets it. And that meant a lot to me because people get shunned for so many reasons, kids get shunned out of families for whatever, and mental illnesses are one of them. So if I can help families just through a few songs and a few comments or stories from my own life to get to see, wow, you know, maybe I should be reaching out instead of pushing away, then I think I've made a difference.
Right. So in a moment, we're going to chat about how you can get Marie and Bram to come to you and perform their show. Perhaps you have an audience ready or you run a venue or something like that. So all those contact details and all of that is coming up in just a moment here on Gay SA Radio, where you are family.
I know you will like Gay SA Radio on Facebook. There's the main page, Gay SA Radio, as well as all the show pages. Like us there.
Gay SA Radio, where you are family. I'm Hendrik. And now there's this wonderful show called Crazy Golden Oldies with a Touch of Bipolar. And it's not performed in the usual way where it's like a theater run and, you know, people go and see it and so on. It works a little bit differently, doesn't it, Marie?
Yes, that's exactly right. On request, yeah, and that's very special. So, yeah, if anybody out there feels like being entertained with a bit of a, you know, a lesson on the side, they're really welcome to book us anytime. Our show really is a very easy show. It's just me and old Bram. We drag all our stuff with us and we drag it all back. And especially, you know, if people have a small gathering for whatever reason and they've got some snacks and wine going, we are more than happy and we would be so very honored to entertain them and give them a little food for thought. So, yeah, I don't know if I can give Bram's number, maybe.
Sure.
If anybody ever wants to contact old Bram, they can contact him on 082-4464-800. And we'll be happy to come. Ah, you want to hear it again, do you? Okay. So it's, his name is Bram and his number is 082-4464-800. And that's for Crazy. And we'd love to go crazy wherever you want us.
Well, there you have it. You can just call Bram or you can always get in touch with Gay SA Radio. Just send us an email, info@gaysaradio.co.za, and we can also put you in touch. It might be easier to do that as well, or just as a backup. So Marie and I will be back soon. We'll be going to the theater and go and see some productions and come and tell you what it's all about. But yeah, support local theater wherever you are. And remember next time to tune in to another episode of Theater Bitches here with Hendrik on Gay SA Radio, where you are family.